You're listening to SBS News.
Applause from inside a packed theatre at Sydney Town Hall as psychologist Dr. Sanderson Oney takes to the stage to deliver his TED Talk. The suicide prevention campaigner is sharing his big idea about using the powers of online technology for good.
I think we're all familiar with this not-so-secret habit of the tech industry, where they use these complex algorithms to get to know who we are, what we like, what we don't like. Also, they can tailor ads to us and sell us things. So what if we could use the same algorithms that these tech companies use to tailor ads to us to be able to identify and reach out to individuals thinking of suicide?
A researcher at the Black Dog Institute in Sydney, Sanderson Oney has lived experience of mental ill health. He was diagnosed with depression in 2015 and went through multiple suicidal episodes. He says he knows how reluctant people can be to ask for help when they're struggling.
That less than half of people who attempt suicide will actually reach out for help prior, meaning that if we are to reach them, we need to meet them where they are.
Dr. Oney decided to focus his research on people's online search behaviours.
Because you and I both know, we've searched things up on the internet that we would never ask another living soul.
His trial used Google Ads. He inserted 40 keywords into the algorithm, words like depression or suicide, sad, lonely, hopeless. When someone typed in a distress or suicide-related keyword or phrase, up popped an ad offering help. By clicking on the ad, the user was immediately taken to a landing page full of resources, with the aim of offering an instant helping hand. The user could click on YouTube videos of tranquil waterfalls, idyllic sunsets, aquariums of pretty coloured fish. Or they could do distracting puzzles or read mental health research. The landing page also included the numbers for hotlines to call for help, as well as video messages like the ones you'll hear shortly, which were recorded by people who've also experienced dark times with their mental health.
I want you to know that no matter how large or small your problems are, they matter, and you deserve help if you need it. I heard an interesting description of the glass half full and half empty debate. The person said that it doesn't matter how full or empty the glass is, but how long you hold it. No matter how big or small your stress is, if you hold onto it for too long, it becomes too much. And this is why it's so important to seek help early.
You are so strong. It takes heaps of courage to reach out, whether that's on a website, talking to a friend, or even with a stranger, to speak up and say that you're not feeling mentally well. That takes so much bravery. You're so much stronger than you probably realize.
I think of it as a future investment for yourself. You know, we always think about monetary investments, or we eat healthy, we go to the gym for the physical investment. And just acknowledging that seeking help is an investment for your future self, and you can very much inspire people around you. I know people in my own life have now sought professional help from seeing that I did it, and that it is normalized, and it can be a very rewarding process.
The Black Dog trial ran for 19 days, and Dr. Oney says it reached over 120,000 Australians.
And so that suggests this sort of intervention has widespread reach, but that also means people are distressed. People are searching up suicide and distress-related keywords.
Sydney woman Annie Ramsey has lived experience of mental ill health. She plays the piano as a form of mindfulness. She's sought out lots of help over the years and believes the pop-up ads could be helpful.
You really need support or someone to make you reconsider things in that moment and feel less alone. So I think the immediacy of this idea is wonderful.
She says she's often searched for help online.
I've searched all kinds of things, and it doesn't apply just to mental health. Struggles that I've had, I use the internet for everything. And I've also located mental health professional support online. That's how I found the psychologist I see, for example.
Dr. Jo Robinson works in suicide prevention, collaborating with Australian and overseas universities, and she says strategies like online ads are very promising.
We've developed some guidelines and some social media content to help young people have those conversations online safely. And as I said, we've partnered with the social media industry to do that and to get that kind of content onto young people's news feeds. Young people find it very acceptable to be served up this sort of content on their news feeds. They're very used to how algorithms work on social media platforms, including Google.
Google says it will continue to provide monthly advertising grants to organisations, including the Black Dog Institute. Samantha York is the Director of Public Policy and Government Relations at Google.
We've long recognised that we have a responsibility when providing information to people, particularly in the time of need or when somebody might be going through a difficult period in their lives.
The nation's Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Mental Health, Dr. Ruth Fine, says technology is vital in connecting with young people in need.
We can use technology, I think people refer to as technology for good, and getting the sort of the best flexibility so that people are able to reach out for help where they are, on whatever technology they choose to use, and know that that help is available, remains really important.
She says she believes we are getting better with being able to say we're not okay mentally, but she says we still have some way to go.
Stigma and discrimination, I'm sorry to say, is still alive and well in some areas of mental illness, and probably particularly talking about people with very severe mental illness or people with substance misuse. You know, I think it's much harder for some groups to speak up and to seek help and to seek help early.
Dr. Sanderson Oney and his team hope the suicide prevention ads will be funded federally. He wants everyone to be able to benefit from them, including First Nations people and Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds. Black Dog has also conducted a trial in Indonesia, where it's estimated the incidence of suicide is underreported by 300% due to the stigma still associated with it. Annie Ramsey says getting help as early as you can is essential.
It might be cliche, but you know, you are never alone. I never thought that I would deal with the kinds of feelings and the kinds of things I have been through, but I have, and I've come out the other side.